AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The mercenary group leader who staged a short-lived rebellion against Russia is now exiled in Belarus as part of a deal to end the rebellion. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Belarus's president, a key Vladimir Putin ally, says Wagner Group chief Yevgeny Prigozhin and some troops are welcome to stay for some time. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller calls that a mistake.
Everywhere that Wagner goes, death and destruction follows in their wake.
While Russia says it will not prosecute Prigozhin for the revolt, Putin appeared to set the stage for charges against another Prigozhin-owned company, saying he hopes it did not steal from the $941 million earned from a government contract. Putin's trying to project authority after the gravest threat to his power amid his war against Ukraine, whose military is getting more U.S. aid.
Valued up to $500 million.
Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder says it includes more air defense missiles and armored vehicles. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder says more U.S. aid is headed to Ukraine.
And includes key capabilities to support Ukraine's air defense requirements, as well as additional armored vehicles, anti-armor systems, munitions, and other equipment valued up to $500 million.
A report from the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee says the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security downplayed or ignored a massive amount of the intelligence information leading up to the Capitol riot. Among what was missed, a December 2020 tip to the FBI that members of the Proud Boys planned to be in Washington for the certification of Joe Biden's victory, and their plan was to literally kill people. The Supreme Court rejected arguments by Republicans ruling state courts can curtail the actions of their legislatures when it comes to federal redistricting and elections. This is AP News. Ryan Seacrest will be the new host of Wheel of Fortune. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Ryan Seacrest says in a statement he is truly humbled to take over Wheel of Fortune from Pat Sajak, who says the upcoming 41st season of the game show will be his last as host. Sony Pictures confirm Seacrest has signed a multi-year deal to host the show starting in 2024. Seacrest says he can't wait to continue the tradition of spinning the wheel and working alongside the great Vanna White. Seacrest also hosts American Idol and New Year's Rockin' Eve, as well as a radio show. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Spirits giant Diageo says it's cutting ties with rapper and entrepreneur Sean Diddy Combs following his move to sue the company over allegations of racism in the handling of its liquor brands. Combs, who is black, said Diageo's leadership told him his race was one of the reasons it limited distribution to urban neighborhoods and stunted sales growth of his brands. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.